Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
I am Puma. We are so glad that you joined us again. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Yes.
We just appreciate, it's just encouraging, you know,
and it really
just
is.
Hope we could be an encouragement to you today.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, that's super true, worth talking about before we talk about what we talk about. But the fact that you tune in, you know, some of you guys share this, and it just is very encouraging for us. And it reminds us that God, you know, he's at work and he's using even things like technology to hopefully further the kingdom. So that's awesome. And guys, in our series, we're going through the names of God. And again, I love this series. We've done it before. We're kind of redoing it this time. And we have another name that's kind of similar to the last one we did, but also different.
It is a little different. I would like to really just kind of throw something out there, Tori, if I could.
Yeah, throw it.
So have you noticed just how rebellious and defiant our world has become?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there just in case you've noticed anything.
Every day, every social media site, going to church. I mean, being the youth and children's pastor, I see it all the time. There is such a lack of respect in our culture, and you see it maybe more blatantly with young people, but right. It's not just young people. It's also with parents.
I know a lot of churches, for instance, and even like, you know, schools have such a hard time with kids today because kids come in and they are not willing to listen to authority. They don't respect authority. They yell and they scream and they just flat out disobey. And, you know, kids have always disobeyed, but there is such a lack of, you know, just a lack of really just respect for authorities today.
Yeah,
you see this at in the workplace. I mean, how, you know, just a disregard for, you know, the authorities in the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care what my boss thinks, or I don't care. I see this all the time too, just at like grocery stores or places. I see people getting angry and frustrated and yelling and screaming,
venomous and just cruel. Well, I remember in 2017, right? So just a few years back. I was at a certain Children of the Corn daycare. I was a lead preschool teacher. So we have 4 and 5 year olds, and we had a cop come in.
That's not the name of the daycare, by the way.
No.
That's just what we called it, Children of the Corn daycare, because the kids were little demons.
And I saw some just absolutely terrible things, but I'll never forget. We had on Fridays, we had some, you know, professional come in, and we had a cop come in, and he was, you know, in our group of 4 and 5 year olds, and they're just being, you know, unruly. They're yelling at kids, quiet down, we have a guest here. It's only about a half hour. And the cop, you know, he gets there, he's like, hey guys, you know, they finally settle down, get in their little squares, and they're sitting down. And the cop goes, okay, so who knows what police do? And this kid yells out, police kill black people. And I'm like, hold up, nope, that's not what police do. And of course the cop is gracious. He's like, no, that's not what we do. And then this little boy, who happened to be black, ran up behind him and tried to grab his gun. And so the cop, again, steps back, hand on hip, and pushes the kid down and yells, back up. And instantly, all the kids uproar, see, your cops hate black people. The cop was ticked. He's like, hey, I'm not doing this. He walks out. And I thought, here we are, you know, this is a daycare. And 4 and 5 year olds already have such a lack of respect for police. But you're right, it goes up so much further than that.
Right, yeah. For police, you know, we see this in our culture everywhere where people are just defiant. And even like with like political leaders, right? I mean, you know, just the lack of respect and authority, don't care. And I mean, it's really epidemic across the country. And we know that, you know, the heart is sinful. And we know that there are those in authority who are not necessarily wielding that authority in a way that would honor God. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about the general attitude of disrespect toward all authority, even good authorities out there today. And so part of the question is, you know, why is that? Why is there such a lack of disrespect or don't want to surrender or submit to authorities today?
All right, Puma, so I was at Walmart, as one is, And I saw, just looking at the kids' stuff, right? We're having a baby boy coming soon. And I saw a shirt that literally said, and that must have been for like 3-4-year-old, "You're not the boss of me." And it's just a t-shirt. And I was like, huh, this is for a toddler.
Right.
And
start them early.
I guess so. You know, and so our name of God today, right, is Adonai. And I know that's not new for the viewers who are clicked on the video, but what does that have to do with authority? And what does that have to do with our culture? Again, your question, right? Why is there a lack of respect for authority? A lack of why are we so defined as a culture of no one to rule us? And what does God have to say about that?
Yeah, it's a lack of respect of earthly authorities is really a direct result of a lack of respect for our heavenly authority, God. And this name Adonai today, it's Adonai is a plural of the name Adon, which really is the word for like Lord or master, right? So Adonai really highlights that God is the like Lord or master, the great God, the almighty God, like the top authority,
yeah,
right?
Top of the food chain. No one's above him.
No one's above him, you know, Adonai. And the heart of man, the Bible's very clear, you know, is sinful. Jeremiah, you know, says the heart is deceitful and wicked and beyond cure, right? Who can understand it? And it comes out in a defiance to authority. Someone tells me something I don't want, and I say no, and I don't care who you are. So there's defiant against parental authorities, against political authorities.
Sure, educational.
Right. Or law enforcement authorities, educational authorities, authorities in the workplace. And our natural bent is to defy authority. And that's part of our sinful nature bent. But it really stems all the way up to our defiance or lack of desire to surrender to God. God, who are you to tell me how I should live my life? Who are you to tell me what I should do with my time? You know, last time we saw Elohim, and I think, you know, Elohim from Genesis 1, that God is the creator, he is the owner, he has the right? Mm-hmm. He owns all things. That's why he is Adonai. He is the one who is authoritative over that which he's created.
Yeah.
He has the right to tell us what is and what isn't.
Right. He owns it.
He owns it.
He made it.
Yeah. And so, you know, he is the ultimate authority. And so one of the names of God is Adonai. And I'd like to look at Psalm 8, if we could.
Yeah.
Should we turn to Psalm 8?
Let's do it. Yeah, turn to Psalm 8.
Psalm 8. Yeah, love this psalm. You know, it begins, verse 1 says, "O Lord, our Lord." You know, so it says, Yahweh, our Adonai, is how it starts. So if you have an English Bible, the first Lord is all caps, which is represents the name Yahweh that we've looked at in the past here. O Lord, our Lord, the second Lord in the English is lowercase. So capital L and then lowercase O-R-D. And, you know, here in Psalm 8, it's Yahweh, our Adonai. He says, "Yahweh, our Adonai, how majestic is your name in all the earth." Now, why would Yahweh our Adonai, Lord our Lord, why would that be a majestic name?
Well, it probably goes back to their view of who God is. And if God, Yahweh, is Adonai, right, the ruler, the master, then this person, the writer, and is it Psalm of David? Is that right?
Psalm.
You know, I think David clearly has a respect and a love and an honor for his God. And so he sees him as master ruler.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you know, we're talking about the names of God from Psalm 9:10, that those who know your name will trust in you, right? So it's about trust, relationship with God, but you can't trust someone you don't know.
Right.
And so if Adonai, if the Lord and master, if we don't know who he is, it'd be hard to trust, right? It'd be hard to
right.
submit, right? Because obviously, in our world, there's a lot of authorities that are evil, right?
Yeah.
And it's hard to submit to an authority that is evil or abusive. And I can understand why people wouldn't want to do that if someone is out to harm me, right? But, you know, Psalm 8 says, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." You see, David understood that Yahweh, who is the Almighty God, who is Elohim, the creator, who is Adonai, the Lord Master, is the good shepherd, right? Who leads me to green pastures, not to swampy waters, right? That he knows that he is the one who provides, you know, what we need. He's one to help us in our time of need, not out to hurt us. You see, this Lord Master is God is the benevolent Lord and Master. He is the Almighty. He is the sovereign, but he his heart is good. He is for us, not against us.
Yeah.
You know, from Psalm, you know, 9:10, you know, that he never forsakes those who seek him. He never casts them aside. He never abandons us. He never leaves us alone. He never leaves us in our hurts. That's why we can trust him. We can go to him. And so that's why I love this psalm. You know, it says, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name." And if you really understand his heart and the behind his name, I think we would agree, you know, with David that his name is majestic. He says, "You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger." And then David says this, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, I have to ask myself," David says, "what is man? What am I that you are mindful of him?" You know, "the son of man that you care for him." What a great question.
Yeah.
You know, if God is the almighty creator, the sustainer of all things, if he is God, then why would he care about you and me? I mean, why would he do that? And yet he does. He does. He actually cares about me. He cares about you, Tori. He cares about everyone listening today. Wow. He even cares about everyone that's not listening to this podcast, which is a lot of people. You know, that he literally cares about us. He wants us to know him, and he wants us to run to him. You know, what is man, you know, David says, that you care about us, either that you're even mindful of us. I mean, God, you think of me every day.
Yeah.
Right? You actually are mind.
I take up space in your mind. I'm just a human.
Why would you care about me? I mean, don't you have better things to worry about than me?
Right. He's master of all, right? I'm just part of that.
You know, he goes on to say, "You've made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor." This goes back to Genesis 1, you know, that we talked about last time, you know, that in Genesis 1:26, that God created us in his image. And there's so, we could have like several podcasts just on how, what an amazing thing that is.
Yeah, truly.
But the worth and value and dignity that God has infused to us, mankind, because of who we are as God's special creation. That God, we are mindful, we are in God's mind because we are special to him, that he's crowned us with dignity and honor, that he values us highly. See, God is the authority. He is the Almighty Adonai, but he is one that is cares about us and is for us and values us. I mean, what kind of authority values those that they are over, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, actually, this past Sunday, I had a teen ask a really good question, and they were talking about God's heart, which is a great question, but through prayer. And they said, you know, does God really want to hear me? I mean, and again, to their credit, they were being very serious about this question. God has so many things he could think about. God has so many people he can listen to. Why would he care about my prayers? He shouldn't. And they're to the point, like, I ask God for dumb things. I ask God for this test. I ask God for this car. I ask God for so many things. And yet the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And one of the analogies that I have found helpful in my life is to look at it kind of like this. I was like, well, you know, I'm not God, but suppose I was God and I was walking on a sidewalk and I saw a bunch of ants that I stepped on. Normally, I wouldn't care. If I'm walking on a sidewalk and step on ants, it doesn't ruin my day. But
would not ruin my day because I am not a fan of ants at all.
You really don't like ants.
I have an anti-ant issue.
Right. Well, see, like, it's either we hate or we are indifferent. We don't care about the ant. And yet, Almighty Adonai, the master of all, so greatly cares about us, which really highlights his love for us. If we are those ants, then he really cares. I mean, there is nature, you know, again, go back to Genesis 1. God created everything, right? The sun, moon, and stars. He made the oceans, the skies, the fish, the birds, the land, plants. He made it all. And yet, What bends his heart, what fills his mind is mankind. It goes back to the fact, like you said, Genesis 1:26, we are made in the image of God. You see, it's not that our prayers are so valuable because we're praying them. It's that God finds a special creation so valuable. And so to look at Psalm 8, David here is asking, you know, what is man that you're mindful of him? This screams the love of God, not the value of man.
Right.
Which, of course, the paradox, though, because God loves people, he loves man, which gives us value, right? And I love how David comes, he starts this whole chapter, chapter 8, with acknowledging, you know, Yahweh, the personal, intimate nickname, and then he goes straight to my master. And I think you said before the podcast, right, Adonai, that's not singular, right?
Yeah, Adonai is the plural of the word Adon, yeah, the Lord. So, so again, the plural name
right.
for the one God, again. Yeah.
And David acknowledges God's rightful place as master, and yet he has so much comfort that God is master because he knows that God values him.
Yeah. You know, he goes on in Psalm 8, you know, part of God's value for us. He says, you made man ruler over the works of your hands. Mm-hmm. Going back to Genesis, God's purpose for us and design, you know, something of great value that you made us ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all the flocks and herds, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that swims the paths of the seas. In other words, God's value and dignity in mankind and gives us responsibilities, right? I mean, that God is the Adonai, the authority, the almighty, gives us a responsibility to steward in his care. Right? And then he ends the psalm with, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Yahweh, our Adonai, how majestic is your name. How amazing is your name. You know, to get to know the name of God is to get to know God. And, you know, we see this not just in the Old Testament, but then we fast forward to the New Testament, to Philippians chapter 2. And do you have that, Tori? Read that?
I do, yeah.
You know, because, again, we see the heart of God reflected completely in the person of Jesus and his life. Yes. So go ahead and read that for us.
Yeah, Philippians 2, and I'll read 5 through 11. And here Paul writes to this church. He says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he, Jesus, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And verse 9 is so cool. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is amazing. The humility of Jesus because he loved
us. What a crazy, crazy world, you know, and a crazy word that is to that Jesus became obedient even to the point of death and death on the cross. You see, even Jesus recognized that he was under God the Father's authority when it came to the mission for Jesus to come. I mean, if anyone had a right to, well, to rebel or defy, like, what an assignment, right? What a task. And yet, you know, it says our attitude should be the same as Jesus, willing to humbly submit and surrender to Adonai, Almighty God.
Yeah.
And you know, that Almighty God, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You know, so we see Adonai in the person of Jesus, you know, who he is, the Almighty, the Sovereign. I love what Matthew wrote at the end of the book of Matthew 28, where Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
Yeah.
You know, that Jesus reflects Adonai perfectly. As the Lord and Master, the one to whom we should surrender, the one to whom we should submit. You see, in a world full of defiance, a world full of disrespect and hostile to authority, which is our very nature, our sin nature, we have an authority in our God Adonai. We have authority in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is a benevolent authority. He is all powerful. He cares. He wants what is best for us. And people rage. The whole world rages still against him. But I find that that even leaks down into people that confess Jesus. We still rage and still act in defiance. I mean, you know, part of our AQ for today, Tori, you know, we talk about defiance and submission and surrender. You know, what would be a good AQ for us?
Yeah. Well, you know, I really liked how you mentioned earlier, and I might misquote you, but you said something to the tune of, you know, we defy our human authorities because we are really defying our heavenly authority.
Right.
And so I think a good AQ for us is that concept of surrender, of submission. You know, do we really see ourselves as under the authority of God? You know, should we? If you're a Christ follower, then absolutely. But if you're not a Christ follower, then maybe this is optional. But I think a good AQ for us who do profess faith in Jesus Christ, who do love the Lord, a good AQ I think would be, you know, what is one way you can surrender to God today? Because there are always areas in our hearts and our lives where we are holding on, right? There are things, there are ideas, there are thoughts, there are activities that we do that we have a hard time surrendering. And yet if we trust in the Word of God, if we trust that Adonai is for us, that this master, this almighty, powerful, really the one who has complete authority, if he's really for us, if we really saw Adonai the way David did in the Psalm 8, that God really thinks of us so greatly, even though he shouldn't, why would we not submit? Why would we not surrender?
Right. Why would I not want to put myself willingly and voluntarily under an authority who is for me and not against me?
Yes.
You know, and that's, see, again, this is why it's so important to get to know the heart of God, to get to know the names of God, to get to know God, because when you know him, you'll trust him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's hard for us to surrender. I still struggle with that, you know, but Jesus is our model for that too, right? He obeyed, willing to surrender his life. It's amazing, really, when I look at Jesus and, you know, how can I do any less than that? You know, what is it that I know that I ought to do today, but I just have a hard time being willing to obey? And how can I surrender and submit to, you know, to my Almighty, to Almighty God, my Adonai?
Yeah. There really is so much freedom when we surrender to the Lord.
Right.
You know, his commands are not burdensome. When God gives us a directive and we obey in humility, it is for our good, not his good.
Right.
Yeah. And what a love that Adonai has. What a blessing. And also what a challenge it is. Because we're sinful. We have a sin nature. But it really is for our good. It is. There's so much freedom in surrendering to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what AQ, what are you going to surrender today? What's something that you are struggling to surrender? And how can you make the choice to give that up? Well, thank you, Puma. And thank you guys for joining us in this podcast, in this series, The Names of God. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys and just hear and see what God is doing in you, through you, and even some wins, right? I think we need to celebrate more. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you guys. And yeah, tune in next time, Fridays at 10:10, for our next Name of God. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep.